From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian base for a second day Wednesday to carry out more airstrikes in Syria. The defense ministry said the targets were again Islamic State militants. Moscow-based Carnegie analyst Alexander Baunov said the tactical goal is to reach overwhelming force in Syria and closer ties with Iran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful and complicates what he calls a very dangerous situation.
Our concerns remain very vivid, and we're trying to remain focused on, specifically with Aleppo, but on a broader scale, trying to get a cessation of hostilities back in place in Syria, and this doesn't help it.
Russia first announced strikes using heavy bombers and fighter bombers from an air base in Iran Tuesday. An Iranian official who heads the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee said there is no permanent basing of Russian forces in Iran. Police in Zimbabwe Wednesday fired tear gas and water cannon to break up dozens of protesters opposed to the reintroduction of local banknotes. The protesters marched in the capital Harare with the intention of demonstrating outside the central bank's headquarters. Promise Nkwananzi is among those marching.
The message is very clear that Robert Mugabe must now resign and pave way for the fresh impetus of the country. And that is what we are going to be doing. Whether he listens, whether he doesn't, what is going to happen is that we, the people, are going to take back our power.
Zimbabweans fear the banknotes aimed at bridging a currency shortage will lead to another bout of hyperinflation similar to what occurred in 2008. It's the latest sign of public discontent in the southern African country beset by an ailing economy and high unemployment. This is VOA News. The second highest-ranking official of North Korea's embassy in London defected to South Korea, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. Tae Yong-ho arrived with his family in the South Korean capital, Seoul. He's said to have told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for democracy, and because of concern over his children's future. He spoke briefly in London Wednesday.
Socialism is not something in the air. Socialism is reality. If you read our papers and the magazines and the photos, you can see how socialism is carried on and put into practice in some part of the world.
It is believed Tae was stationed for a decade at North Korea's embassy in London, where he was responsible for managing the image of the country, which has been criticized for its nuclear weapons program and human rights record. Thousands of people, including Bahalangene Merville, lined up Wednesday for yellow fever vaccinations in Kinshasa, the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo. He said yellow fever is a cruel illness, and even though he's vaccinated for just 1 year, he encourages it. The vaccination campaign is aimed at curbing a yellow fever outbreak in Africa, which began in Angola and has spread. Health officials hope to vaccinate 14 million over a period of 10 days, but only receiving a diluted dosage because of limited supply. South Africa's two main opposition parties, the Democratic Alliance and Economic Freedom Fighters, announced Wednesday they are not going to form coalition governments in some of the country's key cities following this month's local elections. Musi Mamani is leader of the Democratic Alliance.
It is quite clear that we would never agree on ideological issues. Couldn't be. Never be able to do that.
But he welcomed the EEF's pledge to back his party on council matters against the African National Congress, which suffered its biggest electoral setback since becoming the country's dominant post-apartheid government party, rather, losing municipal control of Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Port Elizabeth. One person was killed, several wounded Wednesday in the Malian capital Bamako in clashes outside a courtroom with police against the arrest of a popular radio show host, Mohamed Youssef Bathily, known as Roz Bath, a frequent government critic. He's been charged with breaking public morality rules. The court hearing was postponed. What is called the world's largest aircraft lifted off Wednesday on its maiden flight north of London. The Airlander 10, described as part airplane, part helicopter, part airship, measuring 92 meters in length and about 15 meters longer than the biggest passenger airline. Stephen McLennan is chief executive of Hybrid Air Vehicles.
What it does now is fly point to point, a bit like a giant helicopter.
And he says it's with a lower carbon footprint. It can reach speeds of 150 kilometers an hour. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.